Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday and we're here with a bonus guided meditation. And this meditation plays off the conversation I had with Bhante Buddharakita on Wednesday's episode. On that show, you heard Bhante Buddharakita talking about nearly being assassinated. So this meditation is all about working with anger. In the meditation, you're going to learn how to go from seeing red to seeing the value in anger without being carried away by it or saying or doing things you will later regret. Our teacher du jour is Jess Mori, who's the executive director and lead teacher for IBME, that's Inward Bound Mindfulness Education, which runs in-depth meditation programming for young people and the parents and professionals who support them across the U.S. and internationally. Jess is also one of the teachers on the 10% Happier app. So over to Jess with today's meditation.
Hi, this is Jess. Anger is often my go-to emotion in all its various forms. Annoyance, frustration, irritation, indignation. I used to even get angry at my anger, resisting it, trying to push it away. But I've come to see that anger can be a life-affirming emotion. It lets us know when a boundary has been crossed, when our needs are not being met, or when someone we care about is in danger. Being mindful of anger means not suppressing or avoiding it, and also not acting out in harmful ways. Let's give it a try. Take a few deeper breaths and allow your attention to settle into your body. Invite some softening into your forehead. Relax the muscles behind your eyes. Soften your jaw. Allow your shoulders to drop down away from your ears. And allow your breath to settle into its natural rhythm. Remember, you can always come back to the simple sensations of breathing if this exploration of anger gets overwhelming. If you aren't feeling angry right now, bring to mind a recent situation when you felt frustrated. The first step of mindfulness of anger is to recognize and respect it. Anger is happening. It's part of the human experience. You can softly name to yourself what you are feeling, noting anger, frustration, irritation. Next, stop fueling the anger with your thoughts and shift your attention into your body. You may need to be really firm about cutting off the story of how you were wronged or why your anger is justified, and direct your attention towards the sensations in your body. Notice where you feel anger in your body. Do you notice contraction or heat in your chest? How does your stomach feel? Do you notice any tightness or heaviness? What do you notice in your jaw? Check out your hands and arms. How do they feel? Scan your body and explore how the experience of anger is showing up right now. and notice how the sensations of anger change as you pay attention to them. Do they increase or decrease? Notice if the anger feels solid, or is it shifting and changing? As you pay attention to anger with openness and curiosity, reflect on how you could skillfully respond to the situation or person without suppressing or acting out. What would be the most helpful response? And as we close this meditation, see if you can commit to take whatever skillful action is needed. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and reorient to the space around you. Good luck, and thanks for your practice.
Big thanks to Jess Morey. If you're thinking, you know, I really could have kept that going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. The price you pay for your subscription supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these skills of mindfulness, which can be life-changing. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anybody who's new to the app. To claim that discount, you can visit 10%.com/bonus. That is 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/bonus. And if you're an existing subscriber, we thank you for your support. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery. This is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.